Hello and good morning. It is 6 minutes past nine in the AM. You're listening to Ben and Josh on The Morning After.
Yes, and we are here with Bryce Galloway. Hello.
Kia ora.
Thanks for coming into studio today. There are so many pleasure. Things to discuss with you. I frankly don't know where to start.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's a good way
promising.
To go. Yes, Bryce Galloway is an artist, design maker, Massey lecturer down here in Christchurch for a couple of weeks.
Yes.
My first question, it's a very large question, and it's a difficult question. So I know I'm starting off strong, but if you could just briefly, like elevator pitch, describe your art and your artistic style in your own words.
Okay, well, I make zines, and what I do is usually autobiographical. Mm-hmm. It didn't used to be. So I've also had a band, Wendy House, mm-hmm. for ages. I think we started in 1992, and we kind of do not a lot these days, but like the narratives that were in Wendy House and the lyrics were like pretty fantastical by comparison.
Yeah.
And then at some point I discovered making more autobiographical stuff and kind of looking at the everyday and looking at kind of like smaller things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's definitely always part of my work. It's always a bit comedic, usually, bleakly. So sometimes I do kind of wiggly drawings, autobiographical writing, music, the occasional video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's me.
Nice, very cool. I was doing some looking around, and so what I'm about to say is a quote from another place. But a lot of your work deals in quote unquote lowbrow materiality. So like zines or zines, videos, music, that kind of stuff. What was the decision like to work in those mediums rather than what people might consider, not that I do, but you know, like paint or sculpture or those type of,
you know,
those type of things?
I mean, it's a really valid question, I think, in the current context of contemporary art, where I feel everyone's just trying to make work that's bigger and bigger and bigger to the point that it's kind of monumental, like some public sculpture as a way to get noticed or command space or whatever it is. But I really like lo-fi approaches, you know. I mean, I like zines because, and this probably sounds a bit antithetical too, to kind of like, you know, some of kind of my artist peers, you know, because people look at them and go like, shit, I could do that. Which a lot of people would say, well, that's a terrible thing. I don't want people looking at my art saying that, but actually I love people looking at my art and saying, shit, I could write some story about kind of like my embarrassing visit to the doctor and do some kind of wiggly drawings to go along with it. So I think that's great, because I think everyone's an artist. We're all artists when we're kids, you know. At some point we go to school and we get taught not to be artists, not to spend our time drawing.
Yeah.
So, you know, bring that back, you know. And
definitely.
It's great that kind of like, you know, lots of people, like Zine Fest in Wellington, 120 stalls. It's
amazing.
Great that there's that many people just kind of like, you know, giving it a go.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Very cool.
You do a lot of do-it-yourself, DIY self-publishing. What inspired this, and do you prefer it over doing something commercially or paying someone to do it, etc.?
Right. Well, I mean, I guess because after all that stuff I just said, I didn't come into it like eyes wide open going like, oh, yes, I want to do this kind of like lo-fi publication that will be a invitation to participate, etc., etc. It was actually just a kind of like a sort of a prank for myself. So I did a solo album under my own name rather than my band's name, and of course it kind of like no one wanted to talk to me about it, because who the hell was I wasn't touring it. And so I thought, why don't I kind of just make a cheeky zine about it, like I'll get someone to interview me and I'll sandwich it between articles about another couple of bands so it looks legitimate, you know, and I'll sort of print my own kind of like press. So I did that as a kind of a cheeky start, and I thought, oh shit, it was quite fun making a publication, like why don't I do another one and another one, and it just sort of carried on.
Speaking of going on and carrying on, you write one of New Zealand's longest running zine series, which you've given us a collection of this morning, Incredibly Hot Sex with Hideous People.
Yeah.
Fantastic name. Tell us a little bit about the series.
And I guess that's that's a claim, but it's also just because I've kept the same title, because it's not actually consistent. Mm. And I think a lot of zinesters, you know, they would just go like, oh, why keep the same title? I can have fun with titles, you know, with every issue. Mm. You know, that said, you know, I'm definitely one of the older people at Zine Fest, which is, you know, a fairly young person's kind of game. You know, most of the stallholders are probably around, you know, in their early 20s or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's 70. I'm working on the 75th issue.
Wow.
At the moment.
Awesome. Wow. How good. Yeah. Amazing. Oh. Very cool. And speaking of zine workshops places, you're doing one this Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday, 1 o'clock.
Yes.
At the Arts Centre, the Makerspace.
Look at that. You're answering my question before I'm even asking it. How good. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect from a zine workshop.
Yeah, well, one of the things I do is kind of autobiographical comics. And so I'll kind of like do a panel per day, and then I'll pick the good ones. Because, I'll spend 3 months making a panel per day, and some of them are going to be a bit kind of lame or confusing or whatever, and I'll pick the best ones and kind of put them into a zine. So in the spirit of that, I thought I'd get people along. I talk a little bit about what I do, get them to try and recall the day before in as much detail as they can. So I'll give them some prompts for that, because if they're like me and you say, tell me about yesterday, it's going to be pretty vague, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll try and kind of sort of extract some detail out of them, and then we'll kind of like pick moments to kind of like put into a kind of a comics panel. So each person will make a panel.
Awesome.
I don't mind how stick figure-y, you know, lumpy the kind of drawings are, and then we'll compile them. So ideally, all going to plan, everyone also like leave the workshop with this kind of like, you know, 24-page comic that they're part of, that sort of has all of the participants 27th of November, you know, the day before the workshop.
Amazing. That's super cool. Yeah. Wow. Is there any final shout outs, places people can go to see your art or buy it and all that good stuff?
Right On Super Sound have been really great at kind of like, you know, stocking all of my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue I'm working on at the moment is I'm just interviewing Christchurch Zinesters. So
awesome.
I've been up there interviewing Nick and interviewing Casper. I'm interviewing Miki later today.
Oh, I love Miki. Yeah. Awesome.
Fun.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
Thanks
awesome.
For coming into studio. So good to chat to you, bro.
Thank you.